from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What for you would be a successful season this year?
Yeah, a successful season is going out there, being competitive each and every game, and getting better as the year progresses. That's how I look at it.
Hour number three, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're going to get to an emergency Keefe for Madness at 12:45. Grab bag on the way, 1:45. We'll see what Andy Hart and Christian Arcan have coming your way at 2 o'clock. That was Jerod Mayo yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. What makes for a successful Patriots year? We'll reset some thoughts on that. Keefe and I disagree on this quite a bit. You're a lower bar for Keefe, maybe too high of a bar for
me. The wins. I just want these guys to have fun. I want them to go out there, have a good time, stay healthy.
So if you're a low bar and I'm a high bar, what are these bars?
We're the uneven bars. We are the uneven bars. You probably saw it in the Olympics a few short weeks ago. Suni Lee, I believe, very good at the uneven bars.
If only we did this a little bit earlier, it'd be very topical.
Perfect.
We like just missed the window, but 4 years from now, we're going to be right on it.
Huge.
Maybe 3 years from now, they do like national trials.
Remember that 2024 Patriots team? Jones and Keefe's take?
We're going to be right in there. I want to get to that in a moment, but I have to hear. I can't get enough of this B information that is still blowing up the text line.
Yes.
Steve in the truck waiting very patiently. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Wow. Rich, hi, and welcome back. I'm glad you're back.
I appreciate it.
I want to give you some advice because my brother had a hive. Well, not a hive. It's a nest in his garage near his pool.
Yep.
It was about half the size of a basketball. So being idiots, we tried loosening it up. They came out. A bunch of them come out. He dove into his pool. I ran into the screenhouse. They hovered over that pool for about 20 minutes. I called a friend of mine who does pest control. He came out with a fogging machine. Now, the temperature of their body is 151 degrees. He was in a full netted suit, gave me something to wear similar. He says, if they swarm me, hit the switch. He tried to remove it with a net. They came out. I put the switch on. Before they could get to him, 4 to 5 feet, they were dying because the stuff that he was emanating from that machine is like 28 degrees. So Steve noticed in October, November, they fly real slow.
Steve, I have so many questions. Hang on.
You freeze them.
Hang on, Steve. I have so many questions.
All right.
You were trapped in a pool.
Go ahead.
Trapped in a pool with these guys hovering over you. You're like going
not
up.
Not me. My brother.
Wow.
My brother.
I'm sorry. That was you and your brother.
No.
I see.
I was in the screenhouse.
So how did he? So he yelled to you. And you called a friend.
No,
and that's
we were
how you
together.
Got
we tried moving it. We tried removing it, and they came out. I ran into the screenhouse. He just dove into the pool.
Yeah. So how'd you get your friend over there is my question.
I called him.
Yeah, he comes over.
He was safe in the screenhouse.
You're able to do it from the screenhouse. Okay, so I misunderstood. I thought they were both in the pool.
No.
So his buddy's in there.
Yeah. He's everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
So he's underwater. He comes up, sucks a little air every once and then. He's a... You know, sustenance while the bees are ready to swarm over.
Just enough, though. You don't want to go too far out of the water.
No, you don't want to suck in a bee.
Yep.
That's...
They can't swim, as far as I know, so that's not a horrible idea to dive in there.
No.
But they could jump down.
Now you're trapped in there. So he's in the screenhouse, so he called. I thought they were both trapped in the pool. I misunderstood. So I was saying, how'd you get your buddy over there? And so, okay, so you got
a... Sent off a flare. He had an emergency flare on him, and then his buddy always is like waiting around till the flare goes off.
Like a bat signal, a bee signal.
So my dad also told me the story about he was somewhere where also there's like a ton of bees, and they can mark you. So like if one stings you, then there's like...
That's a target.
That puts like a little something on there where they can smell it, and they're like, this is the guy we got to get.
Scarlet letter.
So say you and I are out there messing around with this bee nest, and they get you. They might leave me alone. They might be like, he doesn't have the stink on him, but he's like, Jones does.
That's the guy.
Yes, then they swarm you. That's how they do it. That's how they work together.
Wow.
See, there's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah, you got to think this through more.
There's been, and like, I appreciate
so
all the suggestions.
Sacrifice.
No, I appreciate. Have you looked at the text line? None of it, like, relates to the other. Like, none of it is in lockstep with the other. There's, like, leave it alone. There's, like, go in there right now. There's, like, call an expert. There's, like,
they're like,
trash bag.
What a deal on that B-suit for 30 bucks. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's discounted.
It's literally all over the map.
Well, it makes sense. It's not really B-season anymore, so it makes sense that you'd be getting that at a discount. So maybe I shouldn't poo-poo that so much.
No.
But, yeah, no, the responses are all over
the map. I did see the Jason Statham movie, The Beekeeper, this year. Came out this year. It was actually pretty good. Like, I didn't. It's classic Statham, but, like, it's. I thought the beekeeper, I thought it was sort of just like going to be like the name.
He's just
like,
fighting the bees.
No, he's literally a beekeeper. Like, he also kicks ass.
Yeah, but he's not. Oh,
he kicked bees as well.
Humans' asses, not bee. I thought it was.
You like honey?
Love honey.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, hot honey.
Wait, sure.
Even on.
Hot,
even
cold,
on,
whatever it is.
Even on the deep fried ranch. Oh, hot honey.
Deep fried ranch was not great.
No?
Even thinking about it later on, I was like, I shouldn't have had that.
More hot honey.
Well, that would have helped.
Yeah, it would have helped a little bit.
Honey,
that's true. Okay, so I'll add that. We could suggest that to Christian Gonzalez next week. Have you seen The Beekeeper, Christian?
I know you're up on these shows. And
honestly,
movies.
with the response this has gotten, maybe we ask, get off the game a little bit when we talk to the guys next week. Who are we talking to on Friday? Dietrich Weiss?
Oh, when was the last time you were stung by a bee?
Bee stings. How do you feel about them?
Yeah.
I got a.
They're a real son of a gun.
A nest in my yard.
Yeah.
What do you do about that?
It's a giant nest, though. It's like scary because you're thinking like you think of like the honeycomb things, or you think of like these like little like you gotta spray that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's bigger than my head. I have a giant head.
You do have a larger
a giant head.
Than normal head. That's true.
Yep.
So we'll take all your suggestions on this, phones and text line 617-779-7937. Text line as well 37937. What makes in a seamless transition, Keith? What makes for a successful year for the Patriots this year? You gave your thoughts earlier. Let me hear your
I think it's just
your answer again.
Sort of seeing the young guys play well to the point where next year, not to wish away the year, right? Take every day as it comes.
You're bordering on wishing away the year.
I kind of am.
Yeah, I kind of am.
But at the end of the year, I want some answers at important positions. Obviously, Drake May kind of goes without saying, but at the end of the year, whether he plays 17 games, 12 games, 8 games, at the end of the year, you're like, all right, got the quarterback, and now we just need to sort of build around him. But also, they drafted 2 rookie receivers. They also have Pop Douglas, who was a rookie a year ago. If at the end of the year, you're saying, all right, we got 2 good receivers, like, you know, you can always add talent. Even the good teams are always adding talent, but if you can cross that off the need list and they're not 32nd in the NFL, you know, on some people's metrics when they're ranking the rooms. Even the offensive line, like, you know, the year after they drafted Michael Onwenu, or even Sidy Sow from a year ago. I know he's banged up now, but you're like, oh, I didn't really pencil those guys in as starters, but now I can. I think if you look at Elliott Wolf's first draft class, if a number of those guys kind of flash and there are just far fewer questions going into next season as this season, I kind of look at that as a win. And because like the win total is not going to freak me out. And if anything, it kind of benefits you if you have a lower one. And whether it's Travis Hunter or just the ability to trade down and like add more and more picks.
That was, that by the way, that was a popular answer. By the way, what makes for a successful year?
A high draft pick. Yeah.
I don't know that I fully agree with that. I mean, I don't put a ton of stock in the locker room and building towards something. Like, I think talent can trump all that. But I don't want them going 0-17. Like, the stink of that would be problematic. Even a one-win team. There's bad teams, and then there's historically bad.
Yeah.
And so I do think that could stick to you a little bit, similar to a bee marking you. The bee stink could stick to you a little bit. Okay, so you want filling in some holes, filling in some gaps.
Yep.
Wins aren't important, and you want some development from Drake May.
Yep.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gonzalez was another guy that we had mentioned. We were, talking about specific players that we wanted to see this year. Same thing applies. It's really the last couple of draft classes. All the guys that are on their rookie deal, how confident are you in them for next year? Because I think it's really more about 2025 and positioning yourself to be legitimate. Like, I don't want to have the same conversation next year where it's like, what's the record going to be? Oh, probably not good. Like, if their Vegas over-under next year is 4.5, like something went horribly wrong this year. Because you can still be bad this year, but then have like finish the season strong, maybe be a player in free agency, and now the over-under is 7.5, where it's not that crazy to steal 2 wins. Now you're 9-8. Then you're kind of threatening for a playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, let me throw a team at you that you suggested earlier today, the Bears. Like, the Bears got some momentum end of the year last year. They added a ton. They added Caleb Williams on top of it, so maybe it's not the perfect example. But all of a sudden, now people look at them as a team on the upswing. That could be you next year if some of those things go right. I think the wins are important. And I expect them to win 6. I said they're going to win 6 a while ago. I'm over 4.5 wins. I think it's a couple of win improvement just by subtracting Bill Belichick and Mac Jones, the dysfunction of last year. So that's what I expect. What's a successful year? 8 or 9. And I want 2 early. I want 2 in September. I think they're going to win the home opener against Seattle, steal 1 against the Bengals, steal 1 against the Jets on a short week. You're not beating the Niners, so I'm not going crazy. 8 or 9 wins, give me 2 early. I want a competent offense, middle-of-the-pack offense. This should not be a high ask. You look at the personnel, and it seems that way. But, Keith, you said earlier, Matt Patricia's offense in 2022, 17th in the NFL in scoring.
It's crazy.
And that was a disaster. It felt like they were 6th, Mac's rookie year. That was a good, not great offense. Mm-hmm. Be middle of the pack in scoring. Last year it was the Bengals at 16, 21.5 a game. And get a big pelt or two. And maybe you can double up on an early win in September against Cincinnati. Maybe the Niners, though I'm not holding my breath on that team. The Texans. Beat a team like that along the way. A signature win, a big pelt you can stick on the wall, where on your way to 8 or 9 wins, it's not just beating up on overmatched bad teams where you go, well, who'd they really beat? You have a signature win you can look back to. That's the kind of thing that, to me, feels like a successful year.
I mean, if they win 8 games, that is a huge success.
I don't even care who it's against.
I think Gerard Mayo gets coach of the year if they win 8 games. Now, there's always the chance that some team goes way above whatever their win total is expected to be, and you know they usually kind of hand it off to like a playoff, like a surprise playoff team. But most people across the board say this is the worst team in the AFC, maybe the worst team in the NFL. So if you win 8 games off the rip with this roster, I think you'd be in consideration. And then that would also kind of check a box, wouldn't it? Like going into next year. So going back to my side of things where you're like, or maybe Gerard Mayo's less of a wild card. Right. Like maybe if he can get this out of this group, like maybe we're not giving Van Pelt enough credit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, if you're a competent offense, maybe you feel better about Van Pelt too. Like maybe these are more things you can check along the way where now you're a free agent or two away from really competing and really having a season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.